We're here today talking to Dick Gill, Portfolio Manager at Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Review of Major Capital Projects in Scotland. Okay, Dick, what's this report about?
This report looks at the major capital projects which the Scottish Government and the NHS are carrying out. We've looked at public projects, including roads projects, new and improved roads, railways, hospitals, museums, prisons, major IT projects, mainly construction projects. The report looks at the progress of all 43 major projects that were completed in the 5 years up to last March, and those projects cost about £800 million. And we've also looked at a sample, quite unusually, a sample of 15 current major projects, and the projects we looked at currently in progress have an estimated cost of about £1.8 billion. And what our report does is we look at the success of those projects measured against the delivery against time and cost estimates, also against quality specifications, and we look more broadly for assurance about project management within those projects.
And what have you found?
Well, the main finding is that really better information is needed about costs, timescales and intended benefits at the very early stages of projects to help decision makers give more clarity about value for money. So if I can just unpack that a little bit. Early time and cost estimates needing to improve. What we found, we looked at all 43 projects done over the last 5 years, and only about two-fifths of those were actually completed within the cost estimate at the initial approval stage, and only a third of those were delivered on time. We did find, however, that contracts got better by the time a contract is accepted. So, for example, four-fifths of projects that we looked at were completed within 5% of the contract price. So that's a significant improvement. We give quite a lot of assurance in the report. We say that project management is broadly effective, although we do say there's room for some improvement. And I think most important of all, I think we've concluded that we need to make it easier for people like MSPs, for board members and others in similar positions to scrutinise proposals for major projects in future.
Why did you do this report in the first place?
Well, the amount of money being spent by the public sector on these projects is enormous, I think, by anybody's standards. Projects currently in progress is about £5 billion. That's about 100 projects. That's about £1,000 each for everyone in Scotland, so it's an enormous figure. Of course, you know, that sort of investment has a big impact on the country's services and the economy, so that I think there's a big public interest in the funding and the management of these projects. And I think there's also a big public interest in Audit Scotland being able to provide assurance where we can do that on the management of these projects.
What do you want to see happen now?
Well, we want to see better time and cost estimates before projects are approved, and we've made a number of other recommendations really to strengthen how projects are managed. We also say that the Scottish Government should strengthen leadership in this area through setting up a senior government-wide investment coordination and challenge function. We're also recommending the government collect information on all projects and get explanations for cost, time and quality changes and about lessons learned. And very importantly, we're saying that the government should report performance publicly on these matters. And all the changes we're recommending are really intended to reinforce openness and public accountability and help the government ultimately make good investment decisions.
Okay, Dick, well, thank you very much for your time.